It was still dark out yesterday when hundreds of voters made their way to a country club in Atkinson to see Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. And as NHBR's Jason Moon reports, Trump wasted no time in energizing this early morning crowd by going on the offensive.
Trump's first target was the media, which he accused of inflating the significance of recent polls that show Ben Carson leading the GOP field in Iowa.
You're going to find out about the media someday, folks. They are the worst. I will tell you, they are the worst. Oh, these people.
Trump still leads in both national and New Hampshire polls, which he took pains to point out. But even if Trump was eager to downplay the significance of certain polls, it was Carson himself who became Trump's next target.
By the way, Carson is lower energy than Bush. I don't get it. I saw him being interviewed. He's lower energy than Bush. He's a nice guy. He's not going in. You know, these Chinese negotiators, they come in, they're fierce. Fierce.
Trump's negotiating skill was a major theme throughout his half-hour speech, and he emphasized it by going after his third target, the Obama administration. Trump derided everything from the Iranian nuclear deal to the American military presence in South Korea to the prisoner exchange that released U.S. soldier Bo Bergdahl, who Trump referred to as a, quote, dirty, rotten traitor. Trump promised to get along with all world leaders and secure better terms when negotiating them, a claim he summed up near the end of his speech this way.
We're going to have so many wins, they're going to be pouring out of your ears. You're going to get tired of winning. You're going to say, Mr. President, let's have a loss. This is getting boring. And I say, no, I won't do that.
Trump's speech was followed by a town hall style event that was broadcast live on the Today Show, where he took questions from a smaller group of voters. But even for those who only got to see the stump speech, it seems the early morning trip was well worth the spectacle. Sandra Mackman of Rise said she came out to hear Trump unfiltered through the media and says she supports him due to his background as a corporate chief.
He has deep business experience, which I think this country needs because all of our crises are always based on dollars.
Paul Mazzallo of Londonderry liked Trump because of how his immigration stance might affect one prominent local issue.
I think his focus on illegal immigration is critical, especially with this drug problem we're having in New Hampshire. We see a lot of the importation of drugs, illegal drugs, are coming from Mexico. We need to shut those borders down and control that drug problem.
Trump may be garnering support thanks to his resume and policy positions, but it's clear that there's also something less tangible at work here. Again, here's Sandra Mackman.
Donald Trump has energy about him that's contagious.
For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.